What You Wish For by Fern Michaels. Copyright 2000 by First Draft Incorporated. Read by Laurel Merlington. Performance copyright 2000 by Brilliance Audio. All rights reserved.
What You Wish For. 1. One by one, the million-dollar Tudor and colonial houses in Whispering Willows twinkled to life as they announced the arrival of the Christmas season. Each elaborate display of multicolored lights and fragrant evergreens was testament to the annual Chamber of Commerce contest, whose grand prize was a trip for two to Hawaii. The lone exception to the festive season was the unlighted house at 245-65 Willow Lane. Helen waited, her entire body trembling for the door to open. The terrier at her feet hugged her ankles, then started to whimper. Helen let her gaze sweep through the rooms. As always, she was amazed at the costly furnishings, the custom draperies, the thick pile carpeting, the antiques, the art on the walls. Her life in a trailer park hadn't prepared her for this grandeur. None of the rich furnishings were to her taste, though. She preferred cozy and comfortable, but her husband Daniel lived to outdo his neighbors and co-workers with fine things. Among other things, her husband was a braggart. Her image bounced off the foyer mirror, the image her husband would see when he opened the door. Maybe she should have slipped into a sack dress instead of the sweats. Surely those dark brown eyes full of terror weren't hers. Would the rich chestnut hair piled high on her head stay in its pins once Daniel entered the house? Who was this tall, shapely woman? A woman who was terrified of her husband, she answered herself. She wished she could lie down and go to sleep for a week. She wished she had the courage to run out into the night and never return. She wished she was a widow.